B-Pod Studios.
Okay, everybody, welcome to a Rap Party Podcast for your Wednesday edition of the Rap Party Podcast. The one
I say this show just feels like it's not going to end.
Longest day ever.
It really is.
You feel like today was long?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Must be nice, guy, to be here from 6 to 10 moving your tonsils, right?
Hey, see, now you know how to get me into radio. Give me my must be nice guy. Hey, everybody.
I must be nice guy. Roy's complaining about being on the radio all morning.
It must be so hard for you to work 5 hours a day and make all that money so you can go on your ninth vacation this year. Heard you're going to Amelia Island next week.
Is that true, Roy? Are you?
Yeah, taking off some time to go down to Florida because he wants to go hang out on golf courses even though he don't golf.
Oh, maybe he'll pick up a thing or two before our Glow Golf event.
Yeah, well, I hear things are nice down in Florida, nice and warm, got Spanish moss and all that. Yeah, I heard he's staying in someone's house, yet he won't let anyone stay in his house. Must
that
be
is
nice.
Weird.
Yeah. Didn't get a hotel.
He's got two mattresses in his house now, too. He's got a new one and another one that only has a sweat stain. That's the only thing wrong with it. Must be nice, guy.
Must be nice to just have...
You can't even get it out.
Must be nice to have two beds. You get a whole nother bed just because you got a sweat stain. Must be nice to have all that money so you can just get your fourth bed just to keep around the house. Yeah, I bet if you get a stain on your shirt, you go get you a new one, don't you? Must be nice.
Where do you sleep, must be nice guy?
Well, I sleep in the back of my Ford Focus in the parking lot of Walmart until the police put a flashlight in my eyes, tell me to get. That's where I sleep. Right there in the back of that Focus. Well, hey, Loran.
Hi.
Yeah, how are you?
Good to the people.
You're great.
Yeah, I heard you got yourself an au pair, and you're shipping your old one back.
She is coming back.
You just need all the help over there, don't you?
She's not coming back to work.
Must be so nice to have a nanny for each child.
Must be nice to have a nanny for each child. Must be nice. Did you know that there are some families, this may come as a shock, who don't even have two parents? I wonder how they do it. Must be nice to have four parents hanging around the house.
I heard Kim Kardashian was on, liked what Loren was up to.
Must be nice. It must be tough in that big old house. Do you ever get lost?
No, I don't get lost in that house.
Must be nice. Anyway, hey, Manny.
I must be nice, guy.
Hey, how's it going? I heard you you're getting a new trailer for your lawnmower.
My dad wants to buy me a new trailer so that I can mow his.
Must be nice. Daddy buying you something. Only thing my dad ever bought me was, he was supposed to
a
pick
slinky
me up something from the convenience store, and he never came back.
You got a slinky, must be nice, guy, with no steps.
He got me. I would never forget that Christmas morning. It was Christmas in 93. I came running down, no stairs.
I came running down, no stairs.
I came running down the hallway.
I came running down, no stairs, down through that hallway. Mm-hmm. And I opened up, it was only two things underneath that Charlie Brown Christmas tree. One of them was a slinky, and I said, Papa, what do I do with it? And he said, you just toss it back and forth in your hand, son. Must be nice to have stairs and all that.
Be nice. All right, must be nice,
guy. I got to run, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Been a pleasure.
Thanks for stopping by.
Okay, have a good one. All right, guys, I'm back.
Look at the TV.
You just missed must be nice, guy.
It is funny to give each other hell about our lives.
Oh, look, here's Engineer Brad, just in time to look at our levels because they're so high.
They are so high.
I know. All right, couple things that we talked about on the show today that I thought was funny. One of them had to do with if your dog could talk, if your pet could talk, what would it say? And it got me thinking, Loren, who will get a dog first, me or you?
Oh, you for sure.
You're sure about that?
Yeah.
Even though you have two sons who would love to have a dog in the house.
Yeah, I'm 95% sure you will be first.
I put it more at a 60-40 split.
Really?
Yeah, because I also feel like Loren would impulsively get a dog.
That's the thing. So I'm not like jonesing for a dog right now, right? But if the right dog
moseyed up to your
found me.
Yeah. Nicole, go adopt a dog and bring him to Loren's house and be like, look who I just found in the driveway.
I mean, if you went up to that, remember when I went up to, I can't remember where it was, Cleveland County, went to that dog breeder?
Mm-hmm.
If you went with me, you probably would have gotten a dog that day.
I don't know.
It was
know.
A good dog breeder, Nicole. They were good. They're AKC certified.
Yeah, there's good
certified.
Dog breeders out there.
It wasn't, but yeah.
Must be nice.
Must be nice to go get you by you a whole big $1,000 dog. I got a bunch of free feral things hanging around the trash can behind Walmart if you want it. I'll go out there and I'll try to snatch one up for you if you're jonesing for an animal. It's not too bad. They're just infested with fleas, but I hear a good bath will get them fleas right on off. We have one cat back there called Midnight. It just attacks me every evening when I go out there to try to take my nighttime piss. But listen, I'll go ahead and snatch it up for you. You go ahead, or you can spend your $5,000 on a dog. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, no, I just don't. Right now, I don't need a dog. Like, I'm up to my ears and shit with the first one.
The first dog that's been dead for 5 years?
No.
You're
with the first baby in the house. Like, when I get Jackson out of diapers, it will be more of a conversation. But Dallas can't handle any more responsibility right now, and neither can I.
Okay. Or even with the two au pairs coming.
Even with the two au pairs.
Okay.
Hey, Lorianne, I heard you're having such a tough time in your house. Well, two kids, two au pairs. It must be tough.
The responsibility has nothing to do with the kids.
Wow. You have four
That's
parents in the house, and no one has time for anything.
And Elena's not coming back to work.
Well, it's just too tough to be you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I hope you have a good day shopping.
Thanks.
That's why it was so loud. Where's Must Be Nice
guy? Oh, hang on, Must Be Nice. Sorry, guys, we paused it real quick to do some audio testing.
Hey, everybody, Must Be Nice. Loren has four parents, can't take care of her two kids. Okay.
All right, it looks like Loren's done with the rap party. She's over here eating peanuts away, like a mile away from the microphone. So,
well, now I'm kind of worried that we got the audio too low.
No, I'll fix it. Don't worry, nobody will even know the difference.
There's a microphone over here by the peanuts.
Okay.
All right. Bye, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.